Good morning, church. Well, this morning we have a wonderful song list. We're going to praise God today. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that as we have gathered together here today with the purpose, the express purpose of giving you praise, giving you glory, honor, everything that is due to you. Father, once again, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be present here, moving in and about us, totally unrestricted, having freedom, as we praise you now in spirit and in truth, the way that you want us to come to you. And we just thank you for this now, in Jesus' name, amen.
This life with its great mysteries surely one day will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Wisdom and thou my true word, I
me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, oh bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, oh ruler of all.
What Jesus was talking about when he said, when you start to plow that field, look ahead. Don't be looking right here and don't be looking behind you. Have that vision. Look forward. Be thou my vision.
Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come, cause me to drink. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come, cause me to drink, cause me to cause me to live by thy river, O Lord. Cause me to live by thy river, O Lord. Cause me to live by thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come, cause me to drink, cause me to live. This is what I pray. change my heart, oh God.
Find that in Psalm 51:10. And those were the words of King David when he said, God, I have messed up. Change my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Let's sing that one more time.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart. Say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Word, death cannot swallow me.
prosperity by His word. Sickness can't dwell in me by His word. Set free by His name, I have no fear in me. By His name, death cannot swallow me. By His name, I have prosperity. By His name, sickness can dwell in me. By His name, I walk in victory. Set free by His blood, I have no fear in thee. By His blood, death cannot swallow me. By His blood, I have prosperity. By His blood, sickness can dwell in me. By His blood, I walk in victory. I've been set free by Jesus Christ. I walk in victory by His word. I've been set free.
Amen.
Prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God. Shalt thou hear in the morning? O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall now hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee.
With love and strength for each new day, He
With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me close to His side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. But His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way, He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way, He will make a way. Blessed be Your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be Your name, blessed be Your name, blessed be Your name, O Lord. Blessed be Your name, O So we lift up holy hands in one accord.
Find that in Psalm 34.
Silent in the grave, and in a nobler sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. And in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, it's so wonderful to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise and be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. Hallelujah. It's exciting, O Lord, to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a delight. Oh, hallelujah. To worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up and a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He is the one that makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. Hallelujah. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. And though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. For thou, O Lord, art with us. Your rod and your staff will comfort us. Hallelujah. When we go through the valley, we're not going to look at the valley. We're not going to look at the shadow of death. We're not going to look at the storm. But we are going to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're not going to look down, but we're going to look up. Oh, we're going to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. And we want to thank you today for giving us the victory. We're not going to look on our circumstances, but we are going to look unto Jesus. We're not going to dwell on circumstances, but we are going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we want to thank you today for a day of victory, a day of excitement, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord. For he alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. He alone is worthy. And we praise you and thank you today, O Lord, for giving us the victory. We have the victory, and we are going to, oh, we're going to retain that victory. We're going to keep that victory in the name of Jesus. We submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Hallelujah. Greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can claim your victories. We can claim, O Lord, all the blessings that you have for us, all the gifts that you have given us, O Lord. We can claim, O Lord, all your good record. And we praise you today. We love you, Lord. There's no words to describe you, Lord. Oh, there's no words to describe you, your faithfulness and your love. And we bless you and thank you today, O Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us in a mighty way today. Thank you for anointing the pastor. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, and touch each and every one of us, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch everyone that gives a testimony. Touch the prayer warriors that come to pray for the needs around the world. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that in every area of our lives, oh Lord, your name will be glorified. Your name will be lifted up. Hallelujah. For great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. As we're about to receive this offering, he told us in the word, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing for you that it might not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord. We pray for blessing this offering and blessing the finances of the church. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, provider. Thank you for supplying all our needs. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Got a number of prayer requests here today. I want to share with you. And this is the first one here. Now, Pastor Henry Wright is in a fight for his life. And we had two emails. One came in Wednesday and one came in Friday. This is his wife writing. Hello all, and thanks so much for your love, support, and prayers. Henry and I have relocated to Atlanta for as long as needed for Henry to get the care he needs. Henry's heart has been going down since I returned to the United States. Tomorrow, Wednesday, he will have an ICD, implantable cardioverter defibrillator pacemaker, put in to help his heart. He says to you all that spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, he's fine. We hope that God gives a miracle, gives Henry a new heart, as Henry is making himself a new heart. And then Friday, we got this email. Henry's out of the hospital, so today at around 4 p.m. He did well with the procedure, and the doctors are pleased. As usual, Henry was able to encourage a male nurse concerning relationships. Henry is a magnet to those who are in need of direction. Please continue to pray as he has an interesting journey ahead. He is so very proud of the Be In Health team as they continue to reach the world in his stead. We are very confident all of you are the salt in the earth. So his heart has been damaged very much and have been deteriorated, so he's fighting for his life. So we want to lift him up. That's Henry Wright, that wrote the book, Be Excellent, A More Excellent Way. This is a letter from Perry, Georgia. That's a city, Perry, Georgia. This is Charlie Walker. Tonight, the beginning of a long-standing prayer of mine, I have been praying for years for this one, was realized. I met the young man with a great mind at Perry High when I was a counselor there in the 90s. His name is Lance Mock. His street name is Leroy. He's been heavily involved in drugs and other things for years. Tonight he came to my house. He was a broken man longing for a relationship with Jesus. I saw in my spirit that he was a key to what the Lord was able to about to do in this area. In fact, the best way I can describe it is he would have a domino effect on many people in the highways and byways. As they see him grow in relationship to Jesus, they would also come to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He himself would lead many sons and daughters to the kingdom. Years ago, I believed the Lord for him, but the Lord, I believe, wanted me to wait until he came to me, instead of me going to him. I have not had a conversation with him for years, but just this week, the Lord began to remind me of his promise to me concerning Lance. And tonight, out of the blue, he came to my house, and I prayed with him. Please intercede for this 32-year-old man. He's fighting great depression, and I'm sure suicidal thoughts. So he wants prayer. We're going to pray for that. This prayer request is from Kenya, Africa. By the way, Kenya is a country in Africa. I'm a male, age 43 years, above all, Jesus, Lord, and Savior of my life. I need your prayers, please, sir. I have a case in court of which my lawyer has started giving statement in favor of my accuser. I am innocent. Right now, I stand to lose my job and be jailed without any reason. They just want me to pay money that I do not have in the name of maintenance fee for my children. The woman said the born-again people are poor and miserable after taking away my children from me and wiped my house empty, seeing what the Lord has started doing in my life now. She uses relatives and the government to see me jailed. The prosecutor told me their aim is to see me finished. Pastor, I cry day and night. I am committed to serving the Lord with all that I am. Whatever our Lord tells you to serve to God, I will do to see this problem gone. So he lost his family. They wanted to put him in jail. So we're going to pray for that man. The financial markets continued to roar last week, and people who were in the stock market lost heavily. In the beginning of the week, the price of oil was pushed up to the mid-80s per barrel. By Friday, the price of oil ended up at 78.95 per barrel, which is a drop of 90 cents since last week. Now, thank God he has his hand in pressing down the price of oil. They will fall further this coming week. And then we have this request. Three other men who have gone through deliverance need jobs. It has been a long and hard road for these men. Jason from Sacramento, Tim from Colorado, and Jan from Sweden. In the midst of this recession, God can and will open the door for these men to get a job. Let's pray for a job for these men. We need to continue to pray for Reggie Shin. He's getting better, but the progress is very slow. Let us pray that God will heal his kidneys, which were damaged by medication given in hospital. Reggie is currently on dialysis 3 times a week. We are just about to release Kabbalah Book Number 4. Please pray with us that people should be blessed when they receive the book and will be able to help us financially. As of today, we have 4.1% in our savings account for the total tax bill. So praise God, this week we are 4% better than we were last week. So let's stand. Those of you that like to pray, come up here and help me. So we're going to pray and seek the Lord here.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a good and loving Father and that you hear these requests. We thank you for the wonderful words of encouragement and faith that we have received just now. And right now, I bring before you these three men who need jobs. And they have qualifications, they have skills, and they are in your hands. And they have decided to make you Lord of their walk in every way possible. So we know that these are key people in your kingdom. And we pray, Father, that you would lead them in every way to the things that they need to be doing in order to obtain these jobs that you have for them. And right now we just command all the works of the enemy to stay away and stop hindering their jobs that are coming in Jesus' name.
Father God, we want to lift up this man in Nairobi, Kenya. And we thank you, Father, that first of all, his family will be restored to him. His home will be preserved, and all those that have risen up against him, he will see them taken down in front of him. And we know that that is scriptural. Your word says that 10,000 shall fall at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto you. And so we thank you, Father God, that he is preserved already. The situation is in hand, and that he can look forward to see the results and receive them before he ever has them. So we thank you for that, that he's going to win, and he's going to win big. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you are with Henry Wright. He has done so much for you, and there is, I'm sure, a whole lot more for him to do before he's done with his life on this earth. But I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you are with him, and that he will do well, and that his health will keep on improving. Will this new mechanical thing for his heart. So I pray, Jesus, that you will be with him every day, that you will improve his health, and that he will keep on doing the work that he needs to do, and that you will be with him every step of the way. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that we can let our request be made known unto you. Oh, Lord, we pray for this man, Lance Mark, or another name, Leroy. O Lord, who was in the streets for a long time and addicted with drugs and all kinds of things. Lord, you know the story. I don't need to describe it to you. But I pray, Heavenly Father, for your divine intervention in this man's life. Thank you for the obedience of Charlie Walker to minister to him. And we thank you, Father, for using Charlie Walker, O Lord, to pray for him and also to, O Lord, to lift him up, to lead him to repentance and to, O Lord, and then, O Lord, we pray that you will bring the increase. O Lord, he can plant, he can water, but you ought to bring the increase. And we ask you, Lord, for a mighty miracle here in this man's life. A mighty miracle, Lord, that it will be a complete turnaround in this man's life. A complete turnaround, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and he will follow Jesus all the way. All the way, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, and can be a testimony for the other street people, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Leroy at the altar right now, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for the mighty miracle that you're going to do in this man's life and the other people that will follow after. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, this morning we lift again Reggie Shin up to you. We give you honor and glory and give you praises for healing that chest cold. Someone prayed for him yesterday and he said he felt it lift. And we said, praise God. And we thank you and praise you that his kidneys are not going to need dialysis any longer. We thank you and praise you that he will not get any other illnesses while he's in this rest rehabilitation home. They're taking very good care of him as far as we can see. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God. His son is putting a bathroom in his home downstairs when he goes home. He's hoping to get to go home this week, and we're praying that he'll go home this week. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. His color looked wonderful yesterday. And we just thank you and praise you for everything you're doing in this man's life, that he's going to be stronger in Jesus than he's ever been in his life. And so we just thank you for everything you're doing in his life. And we also lift up Annie, that you're going to be healing her in the same time period you're healing him. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up the oil to you. And right now, Father God, we just want to thank you for lowering it, Heavenly Father. We shouldn't neglect to thank you, Heavenly Father, and I've done it. But I want to thank you right now for lowering it for us, Heavenly Father, for letting it. That is such a blessing to us, Father God. It's a weight off our shoulders for you to lower it this much, Father God. And Father God, you know my situation, you know all our situations, you know we have to travel, and gasoline is the only thing that makes the cars go, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that you just let it lower even further, Father God. This is our need, that we need it lowered, Heavenly Father. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. You know all things, Father God. We need it down. And we need it down even more, Father God. And we know that you will lower it even further, even more for us, Heavenly Father. So we will be able to travel. We will be able to get where we need to go and get to jobs that we need to get to, Father God. And we praise you and we thank you that you have met this need and that you will let the prices at the pump go down even further, even more, Father God. And we bow down and we thank you, Father God. We bow down before you, we thank you, and we praise you that you will meet this need, Father God, and that you will continue to bless as you have blessed us continually. You've never left us nor forsake us, Father God, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. And Father God, I want to lift up a friend and co-worker to you, Father God. Her name is Denise Cavarillo. Father God, she's having issues at work and other issues, Father God, but you know the issues. And Heavenly Father, I lift her up to you right now. She is a Christian. She's seeking you, Father God. She's asked for prayer. I pray that you just touch her mind, set her mind at ease. Whatever is troubling her, Father God, set her mind at ease and let her relax and be able to breathe with ease, Father God, that there be no anger, let there be no turmoil, Father God, and whatever situation is going on with her, that you will clear it up, Heavenly Father. And I praise you and I thank you, and I thank you for the blessings, and I thank you for the victories over these needs, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen.
Father, Father in heaven, we thank you for all of your many blessings, for being with us through difficult times, through hardships, but you're always there. Father, I want to lift up the Kabbalah books that Pastor John has been writing. Excuse me. For some time now. And Lord, we know that these books are exposing the evils of Satan worship and worshiping Lucifer, who is Satan. And Father God, behind the scenes, please clear my voice. I can't. Behind the scenes, Lord, these evil men worshiping the devil, your enemy, these evil men have conspired to draw the whole world into Satan worship and into destruction and under their control and bringing us into the time of the Antichrist. But you have used your people to subvert that and to delay it. And you have strengthened your powerful believers like the great evangelists of this nation and other nations, to stop this advance. And in these wonderful books, Pastor John has shown how God has moved to block Satan's plans and how he has mightily created huge evangelistic crusades where thousands and thousands of people were saved. And we're praying, oh God, that these books will go forth and open people's eyes to the truth and help them to understand the whole ploy of Satan and how he manipulates and uses politicians and other people, Lord, that don't believe in you, and how he creates destruction for us, for the people. And it's all planned and plotted. Father God, we ask you to come against these plans once again and to help these books get out and for people to read them and find out the truth, because these books will tell them not only what they have done to advance Satan's kingdom, but what you have done to block it and stop it and hold it back. And Father, we ask you and praise you for this. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing in the financial things that this ministry needs so that it can continue the work that you have asked us to do. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for these prayers to be spoken. We thank you, Lord, you're on the altar now. The smoke is going up before you. And we know, according to the word of God in the book of Revelation, in due time they shall be answered. And we thank you for that now. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies. And if you got a testimony, let me know. I do have a testimony. Yesterday morning I got in my car. I got up yesterday at 5:30, which is kind of sleeping in for me, so I could I need to do some barbecuing, and I barbecue in the morning, not in the evening. So I went to the grocery store, came back. I got my Kohl's going, and I went to the grocery store and came back. But when I came back and I parked my car, I always put this little thing in the window to block the sun out. And so, but at that moment, just at that moment, I said, or it came to me, I said, man, you're very spoiled, you know. And because I hadn't driven that car all week. I only drove it one time this week. But that's the word that came to me. You're very spoiled. And I received that, and I said, yes, I am. I know that I am. And in other words, I've been tremendously blessed. And that's just the fact of the case. I've been tremendously blessed. And but now hearing this sermon today, it made me reflect. You see, quite a few years ago, I was in the bread business. I'm working for Rainbow Bread. I spent 19 years there. And just by the way, I don't know if we're going to see that Teamster pension or not. I set my mind in that direction many years ago, whether you're going to receive your Teamster pension or not. Has anybody got a Teamster pension? Okay. So you might get it and you might not. But that was my retirement plan has never been hinged on my Teamster pension. And my retirement plan really is not of this world. But anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. But, I know. When I was working for Rainbow Bread, I had to I had my own little stucco business going, and I had to stretch myself out. In other words, I had to do jobs that I was not capable of doing at the time. I had to bid the job, say, yeah, I will do it, when I knew I couldn't do it. Okay, and to give you a little glimpse of what I used to do is I would go to work at 2:30 in the morning in the bread business. I would load that bread truck. I would run that bread route. And then I would try and get done as soon as I could. And some days I might get done at 2. Some days I might get done at 4. Some days I might get done at 11. 11 a.m. It just depended on the day and the amount of bread that you had to put out and bring back and the like. So, and then as soon as I got my final work done at Rainbow, I would jump in my other truck and I'd go out and I'd put stucco on the wall. And I would do it until dark some days. And some days I would do it until midnight because we put floodlights out there to do it. And then I'd get up at 2:30 in the morning and I would go and do the bread route again. So that's how I operated. But then, anyway, that was pretty much a one-man show or a two-man show. But I took on jobs where I needed five men or more. And at the time that I did it, I had to say to myself, do it. And God will provide a way to do it. And that's what I did. And he did. And before you know it, I had five derelict, drug addict people working for me when I was running my bread route and I was handling business over the phone. Well, I'd be selling bread and dealing with customers on the phone. You know, this is when cell phones were just becoming available. And anyway, little by little, I practiced taking on more and doing more and expecting more, and I found that God always gave more. So that's how it came down for me. And I fully expect, even in this torn up economy like Pastor John talked about, if you're not paying attention, there's a whole lot going on out there economically. The pension fund you have, you might not have it anymore, and that's just the way it is. But I fully expect to continue to excel, because God is going to make it happen. Now, I have to confess, I have a lack of faith in some areas also. You know, you can have faith in this area and be lacking in that area. I have a lack of faith that God's going to bring a revival. That's true. I look at people and I think, there's no way. But I'm in the process of rethinking that. So I'm in a process. Anyway, that's my testimony today. I stopped for a minute this week to when God stopped me and told me, you're spoiled. I don't know if that's the correct word, but you are spoiled. And that's the truth. Okay, is there any other testimonies? Okay, Irene, and then after Irene, Monica.
Good morning. I had a testimony when I was thinking about to share something that the Lord showed me about the blood of Jesus in the last couple of weeks. It was like, and I will read a couple of scriptures, but it was like a new revelation of the power and the reality of the living blood of Jesus Christ. And I think everybody can maybe go into that a little bit, study, and the Holy Spirit through the eternal blood will do it. But the eternal spirit, the blood through the eternal spirit will do it. I'm going to read that scripture better. But the thing that what happened today is that when you were talking, the scripture that, one of the scriptures that I have been standing on for a few years on is that one in Isaiah 55 that you mentioned today, and it came very strong again to me, that it said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, and my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, and it says, of course, as the rain come down and the snow from heaven and return no thither, but whether waters the earth, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. So I was, one day I was in prayer, and that scripture came to me. I remember it. And I said, of course, Lord, in my heart. I said, sure, I know that scripture. Yeah, I know your thoughts and your ways, of course, are higher. And then it was like, it wasn't ending. It was a conversation that was so unusual for me, because I knew I was connecting with the Lord. And then I was just like in pause. And then he said so clearly, he said, and my ways are perfect and always perfect. And then I said, oh, my God, what I'm lacking here is to trust in those higher thoughts and higher ways that you have, that they are perfect in my life, that I can trust in you and your ways and in you and your dealings. So that remind me that it's like putting two and two together, knowing his thoughts are much, we cannot even think the way he does and know what he doesn't. But to know that we can trust because they are perfect. God never fails in what he does and what he thinks and what he says he will do and his word. And that reminded me today of that. And I wanted to share that for today. But about the blood of Jesus is that in Hebrew 9, I think, I had it marked somewhere. Well, it says that once and for all, let me just, I mark it. Okay. We were in Hebrew 11, but this is that. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And what the Lord was saying to me lately was about that, to know the price of the blood of Jesus to purchase us, the church, and the power of the blood that is living and is crying mercy today from heaven. The reality of that power of the blood against the enemy, because it still works, the same work from the very beginning when God started with the animal and covered the sins in the garden of, redeemed them from their sin in the garden. So the blood through all the Bible says that it is always was a token for us. It was a token for that, before the Jericho wall destroyed the house of the woman who trusted in the token given by the blood of Jesus, by the red string that she put on the windows when the Jericho was destroyed. So there was a token of the blood of Jesus through the sacrifices of the animals before. The blood is something that is alive, and it's amazing how the life is in the blood. The revelation of the life that's in the blood, even of the human being, when the blood is coagulated, is gone, there's no more life. But the living blood of Jesus is still living. It still have a voice. It's just a voice. There's a voice in the blood. So I was just kind of walking. I was in a place where I could walk on the beach. And I was just saying, Lord, show me and let me use the reality of the power of the blood in my life and in what you want to do, as in faith. I believe the purchase price of the blood of Jesus on me and on what you want to do. And it was just amazing to me. It's just the revelation of that power of the blood. And that's a testimony that I have right now to share. And I think that we know the power of the name of Jesus. We know the power of the Word of God. We know the power of the Holy Spirit. But the power of the blood is something new that is just added to it. And I think I'm going to just use it as a mighty weapon. And I want you to know it's alive in heaven. Amen. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about my mother. She is had another stroke and was sort of under the weather for a few weeks. And but I've been praying for her that God will keep her mind clear. If she can't do anything else, her mind is clear, so that she can communicate with him if she can't do anything else. And the fact of the matter is that her body is breaking down completely. She cannot eat herself anymore. But I was told in one of my conversations with a person in Sweden that, yes, her mind is unusually clear. So I thank God for that, because I pray every day that her mind will keep on being clear. Praise God.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for our many blessings. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the word that was preached. Thank you for the message. And we thank you, Father, for faith, that we practice it. Faith has to be practiced. So we thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to do that. And we want to say we are grateful. We thank you for the needs that are going to be met before we ever see them. We know that. And we practice faith in that direction. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the, as Pastor John mentioned, that blue chair over there. We thank you for the new chairs that are going to be just like it, sitting in here very shortly. And we just give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
With his hand, he's waiting now for me in heaven's open door. dressed up in glory land, we'll live eternal. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweet as praise drift back from heaven shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no fear my ground. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon.